This is blatantly untrue. The American president today carries far more power than ever imagined by our founding fathers, or even more modern chief executives like Franklin D. Roosevelt, as expounded in Richard Law's 1990 book, The Modern Theory of Presidential Power. John W. Dean, the White House counsel to Nixon, who served jail time after Watergate, said the institutional powers of the presidency all but overwhelmed those of Congress. They are, in fact, stronger today than 30 years ago. Dean added, "To claim a need for secrecy to restore presidential powers is disingenuous at best, and a deliberate falsehood at worst. Secrecy is the way of dictatorships, not democracies." A June 29, 2006 Supreme Court ruling bolstered efforts of those in Congress who had been trying to curtail overreaching presidential powers that claims unilateral authority to determine not only how terrorism suspects are tried, but also to set rules for domestic wiretapping, to interrogate prisoners, and to pursue other wartime powers. It was this 5-3 decision to overrule the president's actions that required the Bush administration to draw up the Military Commissions Act of 2006. Volumes have been written about the Bush White House's penchant for secrecy. It has almost become policy. Even conservative columnist Phyllis Schlafly has attacked the Bush policy of unnecessary secrecy, writing, "The American people do not and should not tolerate government by secrecy." She added that no one is going to buy the sanctimonious argument that the Bush administration has some sort of duty to protect the power of the presidency. "What the president is claiming is legally and historically absurd and politically stupid," declared former Justice Department official Bruce Fein. Bush's secretive manner of drawing ever more power unto himself came in the form of signing statements, written responses by the president issued upon the signing of a bill into law. Such statements have drawn severe criticism from credible legal sources. Jennifer Van Bergen holds a law degree from Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law, is an adjunct faculty member at the New School for Social Research in New York, and is a member of the board of the ACLU Broward County, Florida chapter. She criticized this activity by noting that from 1817 until the end of the Carter administration in 1981, only 75 signing statements were issued. From the Reagan administration until the end of the Clinton administration, this number had grown to 322.